Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We're very happy to catch up with Susan Slusser and the Slusser Report, brought to you by Dolan Lumber Doors and Windows. You can find lower prices, better service, and higher quality at Dolan's. And if you don't mind me saying, what an appropriate sponsor, because right now, Susan, the A's don't have the lumber, the trading door is about to open, and their window of being a competitive team in the American League West seems to have shut.
Yeah, you're right. That is very apropos. They could use some lumber right now. I don't know if you noticed that their lineup tonight, Max Muncy is hitting second, which you look at it and you go, whoa. Melvin says he's just trying to shake things up. He's trying to get things going. It's been rough. This is an A's team that's been at the bottom of the league in on-base percentage all year. We're just not used to seeing that. Even on teams that haven't performed all that well, usually at least the A's are drawing walks.
Right. I mean, normally if you don't have an all-star level of home runs, you have an all-star level of patience at the plate, and the A's don't even really have that anymore. You know, we were talking earlier today with David Forst, and, you know, he tries to put a brave face on what's happening here, but I can't tell if I should believe him or not, because the A's are one of the last teams that wants to take young guys and rush them through their farm system quickly, and that's pretty much what the rest of the season might look like, right?
I would be surprised if it wasn't what the rest of the season looks like. I mean, frankly, this is a team that right now has the same mark they did at this point last season. We were expecting better. Now, a lot of that is injuries. There's no doubt. I don't think they would want to use that as an excuse. When you've had five starters on the DL, it's going to be tough. Their best player, their best starting pitcher right now are both on the DL. So, yes. That's a little added degree of difficulty. But at the same time, this is not the only area in which the A's have actually been solid all year is the bullpen, which, go figure, last year that was the one area where they really sunk the most and probably cost them their whole season. So they're not going upward in my mind. That means probably Rich Hill and Josh Reddick probably both get dealt. And then it's a toss-up if some of the other, you know, big names go.
Right. I mean, we've seen guys get moved before it was a necessity. Moving guys you might not want to move could be the only correct play left for this front office. They're 5-13 this month, 13 games under 500. What does it take, Susan, to officially reach sell mode, or are we there and just not acknowledging it?
Oh, I think they're there. Yeah. I mean, you know what, to be fair to the A's, they've always been a team where if they were presented the deal they wanted, they would do it at any time. You know, they know what they're looking for. They're probably talking to teams. If Team X wants Josh Reddick, I'm sure they know what it would take, and it's probably a matter of them pulling the trigger, and it would happen. Now, Reddick and Hill are both on the DL, and I think teams are going to actually wait to make sure that they're healthy and that they're performing well when they come off. But these are two guys with track records that would suggest they will. And the minor injuries, you know, fractured thumb, freak thing, and for Reddick, and a groin for Hill. And he's, my gosh, he was the American League Pitcher of the Month for May. I don't know what better you can do than that.
Susan Slusser here on 95.7 The Game. Of course, she covers the A's for the San Francisco Chronicle, and she's our insider as well. Where does Forst find the most value for Sonny Gray? A desperate deadline deal this year, during the off season, or going into next year with him rebounding and hopefully moving him then, if that's the plan?
Well, I think that if they do plan to move Sonny, which I'm not sure is 100, you know, he's got 3 years of club control left, and, you know, one of the best pitchers in baseball, they would have it at a pretty low price, even as he gets into arbitration, he'd still be relatively cheap compared to some of the other top arms named among the arms. But there's no way I don't think they trade him this trading deadline, just because his value won't be at its peak. You know, he got off to a very slow start. There was a lot of what's wrong with Sonny, and then he goes on the DL A minor thing, yes, it's trapezius, but you know, he's had a couple of iffy outings since then. I think he's put it back together, but this is not the time you would want to trade one of the best young talents in baseball. So teams know what he can do, certainly, but I got to think there's a little bit of concern considering how off he looked at points early in the season.
Who's got a better chance to be a contributor to whatever they're trying to do in the win column in this season? The young Daniel Mengden, who has looked pretty good in three starts despite finding a win? Or we've got Kendall Graveman, who goes tonight, that's supposed to be the guy who's going to make the Donaldson trade okay, but hasn't really lived up to that.
Yeah, you know, I've been a big believer in Kendall Graveman for a long time. It's frustrating to him, frustrating to the team, and you know, as somebody that's been kind of saying they expect him to be a quality big league starter, frustrating for me, frankly. He has just never been able to find the consistency. Mengden looks like he has something special now, that three big league starts. You don't want to maybe over praise him at this point, but he sure looks like he has a bright future. And if he can keep doing that, if he can stay consistent, you know, the numbers are about where Tim Hudson's were after three starts in the big league. That would be a pretty nice little career.
Yeah.
So just put too much on him, though. But yeah, I do. I think Kendall Graveman will be fine. It's just he struggled far longer at finding consistency than I ever would have expected.
I'll take half of Tim Hudson's career and go home a very, very happy person.
Yeah, that'd be pretty good.
I mean, come on. Susan, let's talk a little bit what happened across the bay, but I think it's an overall topic that applies to all professional athletes, and I'm talking about Jake Peavy losing $15 million managing his money the right way. You know, your money goes up your nose. You know, the women in cars, that's on you. When you manage your money the right way, and something happens to Peavy, like it, I imagine that gets more guys talking to each other in major league clubhouses than just about any other topic that you could run past, you know, in a cautionary tale of X. Boy, Peavy goes down as one. All your dealings with major leaguers, how often do you see them, like, really discussing what to do with their money, financial decisions?
Yeah, there are guys. You hear about guys who are very interested in things like the stock market or, you know, we'll talk about their investments or real estate holdings. There are certainly a handful of guys every year that I think actually are up to date with their own finances and manage some of it themselves. The key, obviously, is finding somebody that you can trust. And the Major League Baseball has seminars for all their young players, the rookie program. There's all sorts of different, you know, managing your money correctly and finding people you can trust and all that kind of thing. And I think there are even people that are approved by the league and word of mouth. I think anybody would say you need to ask around and see who's really honest or liable. I mean, it's terrible that something like that can happen. But if a guy is promising you a high rate of return, higher than maybe sounds legal, that's when you should be asking a lot of extra questions. I know they get told that.
How's your portfolio?
Not as good as probably Jake TV's remaining portfolio.
Yeah, I will happily take whatever disaster PV's left with. It'd probably be the high water mark of my financial career.
Yeah, no doubt about it. A different income level. Just his next paycheck is probably more than is in my bank account.
Susan, thank you very, very much. It was great to talk to you. What do you expect to see from Timmy in his second go around with the A's, or are the A's basically his new Padres and everyone looks good against them?
Well, yeah, I mean, that's scouts last week were saying, like, you know, it's tough to judge against the A's, you know, how good he really is. Like, well, yeah, you make a good point. But he was obviously working on a lot of adrenaline last week, too, which can play a role. I would think the first start here in front of the home fans in Anaheim, he might also get a little boost from a little extra adrenaline, but he's also facing a team that just saw him. So it'll be interesting. I don't think I could call this one accurately one way or another.
Well, thank you very much for always accurately calling us whenever we need you. Thank you, Susan.
Thanks, Steven.
Thank you very much. Susan Slusser here.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.